The town of Snowflake in eastern Arizona is known for being the birthplace of former U.S. Senator Jeff Flake and for having a large LDS population. And in his recent book, The Sensitives, author Oliver Brody devotes some of his narrative to people who settled in Snowflake to deal with environmental illnesses. And now New York Times reporter Valeria Safronova has revealed Snowflake also has a very successful greenhouse that many say is the largest devoted to growing marijuana in North America. And she's with me to talk about her story and Snowflake. Valeria, you spent a little time in Snowflake for your story. What stood out for you?
You know, one of the most prominent things you see when you drive up to the town is the LDS temple. It's kind of elevated on a hill. And, you know, it has the kind of traditional angel on top. So you can see it from far away, especially in this flatter landscape. Once you pass it, you're in town. There's one small main street, pretty quiet. I think most people know each other there. There are a lot of flakes in Snowflake because so Snowflake, contrary to what you might expect, is named that based on the last names of the two founders. So Snow and Flake.
Valeria, in large part, Snowflake is considered to be a conservative-leaning place, and yet it also has this enormous pot farm. So what did people in LDS leadership or in the community have to say about it? Because LDS members typically don't use alcohol or caffeine. So how did they feel about pot?
Yeah, it is definitely a more conservative community, which is why I was really surprised that Copper State Farms opened there. But I was actually even more surprised when I read through the minutes from the town hall meetings that took place when the town kind of opened the floor to all the residents of Snowflake to come and speak their mind on Copper State Farms' requests for a permit. And I was surprised because I thought it would be a much more skewed kind of point of view against the farm. And actually, there were opinions presented from both sides. And, you know, there were arguments that were based in a lot of different reasons, but the winning argument, and that's kind of what I saw in speaking to people when I was there as well, was jobs. And that's what I think is interesting about this, not just on the Snowflake level, but cannabis becoming this big industry now nationally. It's bringing a lot of jobs and it's bringing a lot of money. And, you know, at a point in time when people need jobs, it's not surprising that that argument kind of wins out over any sort of social conservatism. Even people I spoke with who kind of don't necessarily see marijuana as something they condone, they were saying, you know, I understand now that it is important to some people medically.
As we mentioned briefly, the Flake family is prominent in Snowflake, but another well-known Arizona political name is involved heavily with this pot farm, and that is Fife Symington IV, son of the former Arizona governor. How and why did he get involved other than to make money?
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you the way he told it to me, which was, you know, he worked in agriculture for several decades in Mexico primarily, and that was with fruits and vegetables. And, you know, his family is in Arizona, his brother, sisters, father, mother, and he traveled a lot back and forth, and he kind of wanted to stay in Arizona when he got to a certain point in his life, and he wanted to try something new. And so he was on the lookout for a new opportunity, and he started reading about cannabis legalization and thinking this is a great industry and it could be done in a much better way in terms of, you know, kind of the entrepreneurial side of it. And that's kind of got him into it. And he already had connections around the state. So he knew the CEO at Nature Suite. So when Nature Suite was exiting and the space came on the market, he just knew through his connections that it was available. But we also talked about, you know, his dad and how his family felt about it, because, you know, back in the 90s, his dad was openly against legalization of medical marijuana. And he told me his parents were actually really supportive. He called them to sort of ask their permission. I mean, he laughed when he said this. He said, here I am 45, or I forget how old he is, but, you know, asking my parents if this is okay. But he wanted to get their blessing. And they were on board. And, you know, I asked him too, how do you feel personally about cannabis? And he said, I don't see why, you know, it's completely okay for me to relax at the end of a long day with a, you know, a glass of whiskey, and it shouldn't be okay for someone to do that with a joint.
And Valeria, finally, was there a feeling that Symington was some out-of-town slickster who was going to try and maybe take over their town and take their money? How did the trust come about there?
Yeah, I think from what I saw of his interactions in town, and it, that wasn't extensive, but just for a few hours, he seemed to have cultivated, you know, a friendly presence. And I think he realized when this all started that if he really wanted them to approve the permit, he would need to go into the community and represent the farm so people wouldn't think of it as something run by some businessman over there in an obscure office in Phoenix. So he bought a house there and he spent a lot of time in Snowflake, getting to know people, talking to people. And I think, you know, it's hard to, obviously now people are going to talk about the farm a certain way because it's been there and it's working. So that's why I wanted to look at the minutes, because I was curious how people were talking about it back in 2016 on the public record. And, you know, a lot of the ways they spoke about him at the time were kind of like, he's brought a good business plan and we can see that he's going to invest in this community. And he, everything he's saying he will do seems to be backed up by what he, by the plans he's proposing, by the details of the plans. So I think there was a sense that, you know, we need a player in this town that's going to bring in jobs and kind of give our economy a boost. And this person seems to be right for the job.
That is Valeria Safronova. She's a reporter for the New York Times. We've been talking about her story about an enormous pot farm in Snowflake, Arizona.